Right, next up, we've got the first of four tracks from Ruby Andrews. And, of course, we've got the lady herself on the phone. That's coming next.
This is the most wonderful night of my life. God bless you.
Welcome to England. It's a real
thank
pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show. It's a real pleasure talking to you.
Same here.
This September, you're coming to the UK. You're going to grace our shores, and you're playing the Soul Survivors Weekender at Skegness. How do you feel about that?
Yes, I feel very good about it. It's been a while since I've been over there.
Great stuff. And you're going alongside Lorraine Chandler, Spider Turner, Dean Parrish, Tommy Hunt, and Sydney Barnes, to name a few.
Yes, I am.
Lovely. Have you, I assume you've come across these people before. I bet you they're long-standing friends, some of them, aren't they?
Yes, Pat Lewis, Spider, and the other one. I can't ever think of his name.
Sydney
My
Barnes.
God, that's crazy. He's going to kill me when I see him.
Who's that, sorry? Sydney Barnes.
Tommy Hunt.
Oh, Tommy Hunt, yes. Well, he lives nearby, doesn't he? He lives in Leicestershire in England.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen him. He's bless him, he's got a great voice, really belts the songs out. He's still going. 81, is he? 82? Yeah, lovely man.
I think 81 or 82,
yeah. I think so. So then, Skegness, that's going to be great. In September, if people haven't got your tickets yet, you need to be getting those because every year it's a sellout. Go to Northern Soul Survivors on Facebook, check that out, and get your tickets booked with Butlins. So, Ruby, where did it all start? You're Chicago-based, but born
starts.
In Mississippi.
It started in high school.
Right. Okay. Talent competition or gospel choir or?
Well, I come from the church.
Okay.
But coming to Chicago, I went to Hyde Park High School and took music there, and along with Minnie Riperton and a few others.
Oh, bless Minnie Riperton. She was, I never met her. Obviously, she died, in the 70s. But, yeah, love her stuff. I spoke to Sydney Barnes last year. I had the good fortune to spend some time with him at Cleethorpes when he was playing, and he's got some very fond memories of Minnie Riperton. Yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah, they played in a group together, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Can't think of it. Mm-hmm. Rotary Connection.
Yeah.
Rotary Connection, that's the one. Lovely. So what was your discipline? You say you took music. Did you take? Obviously, you took an instrument as well then.
Oh, no, no instruments. We didn't take instruments. We just did vocals.
Oh, right.
Vocal exercises and in the choir and in the classroom, yeah.
Lovely. Lovely. Good stuff. So you started singing in Chicago. Your first Your first recording, that was for Kelmac?
Yes, now, the CODs, yeah.
And that was under your Ruby Stackhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, of course, your Christian name, it's not actually Ruby, is it?
Yes, it's Ruby, but the whole name is Ruby Stackhouse. That's on my birth certificate. But I changed it because I was getting so much flack behind the Stackhouse.
Oh, right.
And I just changed it. I just changed it to Andrews, you know.
Oh,
Julie Andrews was one of my favorite artists.
Oh, yeah, bless her. Yeah, she is lovely. She was lovely. So you had a track there, Please Tell Me, and Wishing in 65 for Kelmac, and then went on to Zodiac Records.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you had quite a bit of success with Zodiac, of course, and along with their songwriting team.
The Brothers of Soul, mm-hmm. Yeah, wrote all of my songs. And we also had the Funk Brothers as the musical backups for those songs. Yeah.
Well, that was a great pedigree then to have the Funk Brothers on board.
Oh, yeah.
they must have been some wild times.
Well, you know, it was about working, and I love my music. So, you know, I mean, I hung with the Funkadelics with George Clinton over there. And, you know, I actually moved to Detroit for about 3 years while I was working on these songs.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Lovely. Well, what sort of year was that, 67-ish?
From 67 on up until, I think, 72.
All right. So were you in Detroit at the time of the riots?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
I was looking at it out of my hotel window.
That must have been dreadful. I mean, I remember one of Sidney Barnes' lasting impressions was getting on a plane coming out of Detroit and looking back and seeing the flames.
It was like not exciting, but it was interesting.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I'd never been a part of anything like that before, and I understood what was happening, but it was like interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It was okay. I hung out.
Yeah, character building, I think it's called it.
Yeah.
Lovely. So you had your first big record with Zodiac was Casanova, of course.
Yes, Casanova, Your Playing Days Are Over,
yeah. Beautiful track. And of course, it had another success in 1980 with another Chicago band, Coffee.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yes, they covered that, but it was a disco thing.
And have you heard Loletta Holloway's version? I was surprised on Cry to Me. I bought a copy of that recently, and there's a cover of that track on there as well. So it's getting...
Exactly,
Brilliant. So I'm going to play Casanova next.
Yeah.
there's Casanova, of course, and co-written and produced by Jo Armstead.
That's correct, yes.
Now, she, yes. She did an awful lot of writing behind the scenes, also recorded in her own right as well, didn't she? And
yes, she did. Yes,
I think
yes,
she was another one of the ladies of soul that owned her own record label. Did she own, I won't say Giant, but I'm not sure if that's right.
Giant, yeah, it was Giant, yeah.
Wow.
It was Giant.
So,
and her ex-husband had Giant Records, Mill Collins.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Ah, lovely.
Yeah.
Good. So after Zodiac, you released two albums on Zodiac.
Yeah, the Black Ruby and the Everybody Saw Your album.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, now Black Ruby, that was the second LP. And you're telling me that's recently been re-released?
Yes, remastered and re-released, yes.
Fantastic. So that's available. I mean, that's it's that recent. It's this year, isn't it?
Yes, we actually, I licensed that whole thing to them because now I own Zodiac Records, and we made it into a corporation, so I licensed that to them over in the Netherlands, and they did a fantastic job.
Lovely. Where can people get a hold of that, please?
Huh?
Where can people get a hold of that?
They can go to my website, my Facebook page, and click on the album, and it will take them to where they can hear it, and they can order it.
Lovely. Lovely. Mm-hmm. So you left Zodiac Records in 1970.
Yeah.
And went to join ABC.
No, I went to ABC in 77, I believe it was.
All right.
Yeah.
And what happened in between?
I had a little layover.
Lovely. A bit of a relax after all the hard work.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So you released an album with ABC called Genuinely Ruby. That was much more sort of disco orientated.
Yeah, well, not really. It was between Ron Dunbar and George McGregor.
All right.
And Ron wrote one side and George wrote one side. George wanted to go disco, and I'm not a disco singer.
No.
But we had a big fight about that.
But you had a couple of big tracks on there. Merry-Go-Round is one of them, and Queen of the Disco.
Yes.
So Merry-Go-Round, we're going to play that one next.
Okay.
Hey.
Everything is going great, and I've worked very hard to get to where it has gotten, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and I think I've hooked up with the right people over there, and I expect to spend some time with you guys across the pond.
Lovely, really looking forward to it. Are you only coming to the UK, or are you going to be doing some other dates elsewhere?
A few here, but I'm not really doing the stage thing, you know, the live performance things, because I'm concentrating on the record label right now, you know, and getting, you know, everything back out there.
Yeah.
You know, and
well,
I think I'm going to do that with it.
Tell me a bit more of Ruby Andrews. I mean, really, the big track over here was actually a B-side, and it never fails to fill the floor. Tell me about Just Loving You. It was released in 67, I believe, and then came out again on the 1972 LP Black Ruby. But what a great track.
Yes, I have no recollection. I never did the song before except in the recording studio, and quite surprised that it's held such a command performance. You
oh,
know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it's hard because we over here don't do B-sides. So when it came to my attention, I'm like, I don't even know the song. Come on. You know what I'm saying? So I have to get all the way back into that because it is holding its ground over there. It's been a while.
Mm. So that is one of the songs that you'll be playing at Skegness. Do you get to choose your own songs, or do the organizers tell you which songs that they want you to play?
Well, he gave me my own ideas as to what I wanted to do, and, you know, most of the songs I'll do of my own.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and then a couple more that I really like to do, that I love, and that's Solomon Burke's, which one is that? Oh, God, I can't even think of it. It's Solomon Burke, okay?
Oh, right,
Cry to Me.
Cry to Me, yeah.
Yes, and one by the Staple Singers, you know. Let's Do It Again. You mm-hmm. know, those are two of my favorites, so I'll throw those in there with mine.
Great stuff. The reason I ask is that I was talking to Dee Dee Sharp a couple of years ago when she performed at Blackpool for Richard Serling and Kev Roberts for the International mm-hmm. Soul Festival, and she was telling me that she was one of the things that tainted it for her, she had a great weekend, but she wishes she'd been able to choose her own tracks, because when she got there, she said, or before she went, she was given a list of songs that she had to perform. And she's saying, but some of these I don't even remember having recorded. Doesn't matter. Learn them, play them again.
No.
I mean,
that's crazy.
Well, yeah, yeah. I suppose they are the songs that the fans wanted to see, I mean, to hear. But someone like her and like you that got a big back catalogue of great tracks, you should be able to, you know, you should be able to choose your own. And you don't have to be singing
well,
somebody
I've got
else's
to,
stuff.
I've got to do what the people bought.
Yeah, yeah.
Of mine. You know what I'm saying? Like Merry Go Round.
Yeah.
That one was never here. It made a lead way in over where you are mm-hmm. at Anchor Records. That was an extension of ABC Records.
All right.
And so that record went number one over there, and there was another one I got a bone to pick with you. That one also was over there, but not over here.
No, yeah. I can see that tastes change either side of the Atlantic. And also different time periods as well, of course, because we're finding in England now that the records that weren't picked up in the 60s and early 70s are now going for big money because tastes have changed. Tastes have changed. But, there's still lots of great music.
But, you know, I think that the people, the places and the people have changed, not the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it to me it's still the same because I've been here all the time, you know what I'm saying? Because this is my career and this is what I do, you know. So, but I don't see any change except the faces and the places have changed.
Lovely. Are you still writing and recording or anything now? I know you're putting all your energy into your record label, but is there any new material coming out?
I'm thinking about working with Jack Ashford from the Funk Brothers.
Yeah.
And we're talking about getting Joe and Valerie Simpson to do some stuff for me.
Crikey. Yes, good stuff. Yeah, look forward to hearing some of that. That would be great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you think, going back to what you said about the times and the places, why do you think that 70s soul music or music of that era continues to generate such a devoted following, especially in the UK, but also across Europe? I don't know how it's received in America. I can only talk about over here. But why do you think mm-hmm. these songs...
Well, because the songs are telling stories about people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And people can identify with the songs, you know, with the lyrics and all of that.
Yeah.
And the rest of it, you just can't, you know, the younger generation, we can't get to that, you know. I mean, we have our own stuff, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I always sang about life and my life and all that crazy stuff that was going on in my life, mm-hmm. you know, and my records are sort of, you know, captures that.
Yeah, I can identify with that because I often think that this music is somewhere that takes you somewhere. You can hear a record and all of a sudden you're transported back in time to a time, a place, a particular girl, whatever, just an event, and that it doesn't need to be. The song doesn't need to be about that person, about that place. It just takes you back, and it's synonymous with that experience.
Memories.
Yeah, memories. Great stuff.
And it's there. You know, the memories are still there, and you can also attach it to your what's happening now to you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because that kind of thing never goes out of style. Never.
No.
I think the records will outlive us. I'm complaining that Casanova is stalking me. Okay. It's been stalking me. If I had known then what I know now, I probably would have still done it. But, you know, I'm like, when is it going to stop? And people say, it's not going to stop. So just forget about it.
No.
Do it.
That's right. Absolutely. A great record. Great record. Really yeah. stood the test of time. If you think of the thousands and thousands of records that were made in Chicago alone in the late 60s, never mind every other American city mm-hmm. and all those record labels, that is definitely one of the standout tracks. So you want a very big pat on the back for that. In your career then, I mean, all the time that you were making music and in the business, you must have toured with some big bands and made some great friends.
Oh, I toured with about just everybody in the record business,
yeah.
the artists, and the Apollo Theater and the Fox Theater in Detroit and the Regal here. At that time, we were doing huge venues.
Wow.
And they were just like theaters. You
yeah.
know, we didn't do clubs and stuff like that. Maybe if you wanted to do a club, you come home and get some rest when you come off the road and then go out and hang out, you know. That kind of thing. And then you come home, you go to sleep, you get up and go back out on the road. And that's how it was happening, you know.
Great stuff. And, of course, you also had a bit of a TV career, didn't you? You had a show alongside Jerry Butler?
Yes, I did. It was called Soul out of New York. And our first guest was Donny Hathaway.
Oh, right. Love it.
Yeah, I co-hosted with Jerry. I was nervous. I was so scared.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Because, Jerry, he's gone on to be mayor of Cook County or county commissioner of Chicago.
County commissioner, but he's kind of out of it now. He's getting ready to leave that job because he has Parkinson's.
Oh, bless. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
dear. That's an
exactly.
awful thing.
So we're behind him here all the way.
Yeah. Do you still see him? Do you still see many of your old contacts? I mean, living in Chicago, having grown up there, you must... Not really?
Nobody's here except me. Everybody's gone.
Oh, bless. Oh dear.
Gene Chandler was here, but he's gone to California with his lady. And
all right.
Actually, I'm the only one that's still here.
Oh no, oh no.
Yeah.
California beckons. Then get some sunshine on your back.
I know. I'm gonna take a vacation. Coming over there is gonna be my vacation.
Good. Well, I hope you've got your big coat because it's either big coat or little coat in England. We don't get sunshine. That's. Yeah,
oh, well, you know, I've been there before, so I know about the weather. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I've got a couple of coats in my suitcase already, you see
Good.
What I'm saying? And socks and stuff like that, so I know. But you know what I saw when I was there in, what was it, 71, 72?
Right.
Everybody, it was so cold, but I saw people with no coats on, with their backs out and no stockings on and shoes, and they were going out. And I'm like, what the heck is that? And so the promoter said, well, they're used to it. I said, well, I'm not. It made me colder.
Yeah. I suppose you're right.
Yeah. You know, so I couldn't get to that one. No.
No. So how long are you going to be across in the UK for? Is it just for the weekend or are you going to make it 2 weeks or something? Are you going to take in some sights?
Well, I think the 25th or the 24th is the end of the concert.
Yeah.
And I'm going to probably extend my stay to go over to the Netherlands for about a month.
Oh, cool.
To hang with those guys and see how the operation is ran over there. And, you know, probably get a few hookups over there.
Good stuff. Lovely. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, wish you all the very best with that. I'll look forward to hopefully meeting you in September at Skegness.
Yes.
what I'm sure is going to be a great event. It's always a sellout, and it's a very happy event, and you can have a wild time. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for giving me the interview and joining me here on Radio Newark. We're going to play out now with a tune from the Black Ruby LP. I guess that don't make me a loser.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful vocals of Ruby Andrews, of course. What a lovely lady. So looking forward to getting to Butlins in September for the Northern Soul Weekender and putting a face to a name, of course, meeting her in the flesh. That's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a real blast.